A Toy Story at Jernigan Institute. Four photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Dr. Fauci bobblehead and Helen Keller Barbie sit on President Riccobono's chair. Photo 2, the caption, Dr. Fauci bobblehead and Helen Keller Barbie hang out in the newly designed family room in the Jernigan Institute. Photo 3, the caption, Dr. Fauci bobblehead and Helen Keller Barbie eat lunch with President Riccobono and Education Programs Coordinator Karen Anderson at a table with sandwiches and soups in front of them. Photo 4, the caption, Dr. Fauci bobblehead and Helen Keller Barbie stand at the mic of a podium with the NFB logo backdrop behind them. The Jernigan Institute is a place where many Federationists and friends come and go throughout the year for programs, meetings, and more. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the building has been closed to the public. But in May, we opened the door to a couple of special friends, Dr. Fauci and Helen Keller. Dr. Anthony Fauci was one of the lead members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force and has served as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. Today, a bobblehead version of him, with his arms crossed, wearing a white doctor's coat, a tie, a light blue button-up shirt, dark suit pants, and brown shoes, sits in the office of the president, where he enjoys time away from the spotlight of the media. Local members who came to the vaccine clinic in May had the chance to take a selfie with Dr. Fauci by a podium and National Federation of the Blind backdrop. Additionally, Mattel introduced Helen Keller Barbie in May 2021 as part of its Inspiring Women series. Keller was an educated deafblind advocate. The Barbie wears a full-length striped skirt and a ruffled, lacy blouse with a high collar inspired by her time as a student in the early 1900s. Her black hair is in a neat bun at the back of her neck. She is holding a book labeled BRL, which means Braille. Helen Keller Barbie has traveled through the floors of the Jernigan Institute and now resides on the second floor.